Boker Tov, at the beginning of the parasha, the Torah says, Vayeshev Yaakov Eretz Migorei Aviv Beretz Knaan. Yaakov settled in the land where his father had journeyed, where they were Migorei, where they were strangers, Beretz Knaan. Rashi comments, not on this pasuk, but on the next one, it's a little bit misplaced. Rashi says, the word Vayeshev here doesn't really fit with the word Migorei. He says, Bikesh Yaakov Leishev B'Shalva, the very next pasuk, when it starts to tell the toldot of Yaakov, it doesn't just tell the toldot of all of Yaakov's children, Reuven, Shimon, Levi, etc., etc. It jumps straight to Yosef to tell you that it's the story of Yosef that is a direct result of Vayeshev Yaakov Beretz Migorei Aviv, that he wanted to settle permanently. He wanted to be the shalva. He wanted to be peaceful and to be finished. So when tzaddikim want to do that, Tzadikim mevakshim leishev b'shalva. Amar Kadosh Baruch Hu lo dayan latzadikim asher mitukan dayan ba'olam haba, and mevakshim leishev b'shalva ba'olam hazeh. Well, it's not good enough that the tzadikim know that they're going to sit peacefully and enjoy themselves in olam haba. They have to ask for the same thing in olam hazeh. No, kafat alav rogzo shel Yosef. The whole story, the tragedy of Yosef happened to Yaakov. The Kli Yakor just comments and says two things. Is number one, the motivation for Rashi over here is the fact that the word Vayeshev doesn't fit with Megurei. It could have said Vayagar, Yosef, Beretz Megurei Aviv, or Vayeshev, Yaakov, Beretz Yeshuv Aviv. And the fact that they're not the same is indicative of what Yaakov is doing wrong. Namely, that Yaakov was trying to be Yoshev in the place where his father was only a ger. Yaakov is trying to turn Olam HaZeh into the place where he is Yoshev B'Shalva, even though his father, Yitzchak, Enya, and Avraham, both treated this world as only a way station on the way to Olam Haba. That's how the Kli Yakor understands this Rashi on a deeper level. Have a great day.